Hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Broadcast. We're going to talk about a serious concern, I would say, during this COVID-19, and that's diabetes. And an overall an opinion health survey that the company Abbott, a wonderful company, socially minded, came out with, and how to handle this period, especially for children and adults. We have Dr. Larry Kurt Midyet with us. Hi, good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You're a pediatric endocrinologist, Midwest Women's and Children's Specialty Group, and you're going to give us some information here about this survey and about continuous glucose monitor. So that sounds like some good news here.
Absolutely.
All righty. So tell us about the survey.
Well, you know, diabetes is a disorder that we see that impacts kids and adults profoundly. It has an impact on how their blood sugars, how their sugars are affected, rising high, rising low at different times of the day. And trying to navigate the management of this as a healthcare provider is important. It's also important to provide this education and an understanding about how to manage their diabetes. And so the stressors that we see day to day play a big impact on this. And the opinion health study survey, which was supported by Abbott, who I am speaking for today, really took a deeper dive into trying to understand how diabetes impacts kids and their families. And what we found was fairly significant. 73% of kids living with diabetes noted that they had increased anxiety compared to those that did not. On top of that, over 50% of parents actually stated that mental health issues were a direct relation to their child's diagnosis of diabetes. And 38% of those parents actually sought out the care of mental health professionals to try to deal with this issue. So it is a big factor that we see, something that I've seen in my practice, and I think this survey helps to highlight the importance of understanding this.
Is it so that once you get diabetes, you got it?
Well, there are two types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disorder in which the children develop an inability to produce insulin, and that is a lifelong problem. Someone with type 2 diabetes can develop imbalances in their glucose levels, but that is something that can diminish with time if they are on medications or they are making lifestyle changes. But to speak to your point, yes, once you have the diagnosis of diabetes, you do have that diagnosis moving forward.
So that's not a good thing to live with, right?
No, it's not, but it is manageable, but it is a challenge.
Sure, by far. And is it so that, sadly so, I'll say, that people with diabetes have a greater risk for problems and with COVID?
Well, we can see that patients that are well controlled with their diabetes encouragingly don't appear to have a problem. But what we see is that the importance of control of the glucose levels, as I made mention, is critical to trying to minimize the risks that patients have with COVID-19. So it highlights the importance of understanding the glucose levels and the management of this with the technology and with the devices that we have coming forward, I think really can go a long ways to help to reduce that burden, but also allow and afford the patient themselves to see better management of their glucose levels and help to minimize those potential risks in this very challenging time that we're facing worldwide.
So tell us about this glucose monitors, or CGMs, glucose monitors. What is it? Is it something you attach to your body, or how does that work?
It is. A CGM, or continuous glucose monitor, is a device that is able to read the glucose levels minute by minute in the what we call the interstitial fluid underneath the skin. in the past, I have to be the doctor that tells a little one that they have to poke their fingers 8 or 10 times per day with a very sharp device in order to get a blood sample and in order to understand their glucose levels. Now, with the Freestyle Libre 2 product, we have a device that is not much bigger than a quarter that they can place on the back of their arm that allows this child or an adult to use a reading device to essentially swipe it like you would swipe a credit card to measure their glucose levels minute by minute and eliminate completely the need for finger sticks. It's a huge benefit to me as a provider because it allows me to understand their glucose levels, but it also reduces the burden that we see that many kids face with their diabetes.
The stress aspect. So how does that actually work? Do you you put it on your body, you attach it to your body, size of a quarter or less, and is it with a computer, with a phone, or what kind of technology is it?
Well, this little device has a sensor that is underneath the skin. It's very small, not more than a few hair's breadth length in size. And what it does is it measures the glucoses minute by minute. And then what happens is that they can use a small reading device and eventually their phone, like an app on the phone, to be able to interface and see what the glucose levels are being done minute by minute. In the past, what was required is that they actually had to take a glucose meter, they had to take a test strip, and they had to poke their finger, get a small drop of blood, use the test strip to actually read it. And that was a very burdensome challenge. And now, with simply the swipe of their phone or this reading device, they're able to see the glucose levels without any hesitation.
All right, I'm going to say a little hallelujah here. I mean,
absolutely.
we're going to live to 1,000 now. I mean, science really is progressing in many, many ways. Do you agree, Doctor?
I agree. I mean, what the advances that we have had in diabetes and in the technology that we're using has made dramatic strides over the past few years. And I'm very excited about what the future holds, because I think we're going to see even greater reliance on the technology that we have to really help to reduce this burden that is faced with patients of all ages with diabetes.
And with diabetes, my dad had diabetes, and, you know, he was taking a shot, right? Is that mm-hmm. what somebody has to still do? Take a shot?
Yes. In many ways, they have to. There are medications, oral medications, that some people can be successful with. But many of the patients require insulin, and insulin is delivered by an injection. And this is what we have to educate our patients and their families and their children with how to manage their diabetes. And that is something that has not changed to this point.
How come you became a doctor, Doctor?
Well, you know, it's a great question. I have found that, you know, caring for patients is something that I find a great joy in. And communicating, especially with diabetes, is something that it's a profound situation. It's had a profound impact on me and the life that I lead. I think that we have a situation where we get to interface with patients at sometimes their darkest times and give them some hope and encouragement to manage and navigate this new diagnosis that they may face, diabetes being the one that I specialize in. And I think it is very rewarding to me, and I find it a great opportunity to communicate with the families, which I find a lot of fun with.
There you go. Well, you're a frontline hero, no doubt about it. Doctor,
well,
thank you very much for sharing this important information with us, and thank you, Abbott, for standing behind it all. All right, take care. Have a beautiful day, and keep helping others.
Thank you very much. All right.
Take care.